Amen. But the fields are white to harvest. Amen. But the laborers are few. Amen. I thought about that. And I'm not much on dreams. I know when I was in Panama, boy, it's all on dreams. Everybody had a dream about every time they come to church. Dreaming this, and this is going to happen because they had a dream. I mean, they could have a dream about an old dog coming up in the yard, and he'd interpret, try to get something spiritual out of that. And I mean, it's all the time that's going on. But I prayed the other night, and I went to bed, I had a dream. And it seemed like in that dream, amen, the Lord, I didn't just see the Lord, but I felt like he is speaking to me and said, look on the fields. Look on the fields. Sister Lynn, I looked over that field and I seen all that crop ready to harvest, but not one soul. Amen. Not one person was busy in the field. And it seemed like I looked off to the side. People were walking down the road. They're busy about their daily task and nobody even looked towards the field. Didn't want to be reminded of it. Didn't even want to be bothered with it. And the Lord asked me, he said, will you go? Amen. Will you go? Amen. Go to the field. Do my labor. Amen. Harvest while we can. I thought, Lord, if I have to work at home, I want to do all I can. But I know I'm not striving alone tonight. I know other folks are trying. You're trying. Amen. I want to be in that field, don't you? I said, I want to be in that field. There's abundance tonight. You know, folks say, well, ain't nobody getting saved. And the field's white to harvest. And their soul's right. Amen. Looking for something. If we can just take them the gospel. Amen. Just take them the gospel. Ain't no telling what it would do in their life. Exodus chapter number 33, verse number 17. I was praying, and the Lord laid this on my heart Sunday night during service. Prayed about it this week. This felt the Lord. He may move on us to preach these passages of scriptures. And the Bible said in chapter 33 of Exodus, verse number 17, and the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight. I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, Moses talking to God, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness to pass before thee. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. And I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou cannot see my face, for how shall no man see me and live? And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. It shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Amen. Bow your heads tonight. Ask the Lord to help us in the remainder of this service. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all your goodness and your wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. Thank you for all you've done for us tonight. And God, we ask you to move in this service. Lord, let your word go out and let it be sown, amen, on good ground that it might bring forth fruit for your kingdom. We'll give you all the praise, honor, and glory. It's in your wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. If you read the previous chapter leading up to chapter number 33, it gives you a great insight of why Moses is praying this prayer. Amen. The children of Israel, while Moses is up on the mountaintop, they figure he's dead and gone. And they begin to worship a golden calf, and Aaron's right there in the middle of it. Moses comes down, amen, expecting to deliver these commandments to the children of God. And he finds out that they are backslidden in their hearts, and they're worshiping that golden calf. Bible said that Moses became so angry that he tossed those commandments down. Bible said that his anger waxed hot. Hallelujah. And now Moses is asking God, amen, to show him his glory. He said, an angel's presence won't do. And Lord, if you don't go up with us, I ain't going. Amen. That ought to be our attitude tonight. Amen. God, if you ain't going that way, I surely ain't going to take that route.
Amen. But I want you to be, amen, to walk in your footsteps. I want to make sure that you are along with me on my journey. Amen. After this, after God moves for Moses here, he goes back up on that mountaintop, comes back down. The Bible said that his face did shine. Amen. What an encounter he had with God. That's what I want to try to preach to us tonight, on a fresh encounter with God. That's what we need. Amen. That newness, that in touch again of the Lord in our hearts and lives. Amen. We all could stand to draw a little closer, couldn't we? I said we all could stand to draw a little closer to him. And in the life of a church, and the life of Christians, where many become complacent and stagnant in their walk with God. Amen. Our desire ought to be to have another touch. I said our desire ought to be to not see how far away we can get, but how close we can get to God. Amen. Lord, would you reignite my fire? Amen. Would you give me more zeal in this hour? Amen. Lord, let me encounter you afresh. How many has ever gone to a service and felt like you were down and out and you got to praying and God come by? Amen. I've testified before. Amen. I felt like it saved me all over again. Amen. Felt like I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. All over again. I'm talking about that kind of experience. And when we leave the altar, our life altered by it. Our life changed by the power of God, with the fire burning in our heart and a desire to do something for the Lord. Amen. I begin to think about this, and I begin to think about Moses and that journey that he was on, and the weariness that he experienced in that journey. Amen. Up to this point, Moses has been in Pharaoh's house. He's come out. He's dwelt on the backside of that desert, and now he's begun to lead the children of Israel. They've come out of Israel, or out of Egypt, with a high hand. Bible said, and God has mightily delivered them out of years of being in slavery. Amen. They sung that song of victory as they saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. I mean, God had seemingly annihilated their enemy, but now they're in the wilderness. Amen. Now they come against different obstacles. Amen. They're going against things. Amen. They're having to journey to that promised land. And I thought about the wilderness experience. Amen. There's no stability there. You don't know really what's going on around the next corner. You ain't got no shelter to hide you from the rain and the elements that come against you. And at times it seemed like the children of Israel, amen, they murmured and they complained. They whined about how things were going. And Moses was becoming weary with them. Why? Because of their waywardness. Amen. They went from a people that shouted the glory of God and talked about his deliverance to a bunch of people that whined and complained and said, God has forsaken us. Amen. I hope that's none of us tonight. Amen. We all become weary, don't we? Amen. There's all been times in our life, amen, we seem like the journey just got us down. And we looked at everybody else and we saw them getting off the track, and we saw others leave the house of God, and discouraged our hearts. Amen. Made us feel bad on the inside. Can you imagine being surrounded by this mixed multitude? He was here, and where is God? Amen. God's forsaken us. We're going to die of thirst. We're going to die of hunger. Amen. Let's go back to Egypt. Amen. Been better. Amen. That we stayed there in slavery than to come out here and make graves in the wilderness. Amen. That's the kind of
talk he was bombarded with. Amen. Every day. Isn't it that way in the world in this hour? Why serve the Lord? Why keep going to church? Why have revival? Why try to get a touch? Why try to do right? I don't know about you, but the devil jumped up on my shoulder and said, why do you even keep on keeping on? Why do you try to do it? Why do you try to witness? You ain't seen nobody saved. Ain't nobody come to church. Amen. Every door you knock on, not one person has responded as far as praying or coming to the house of the Lord. I'm telling you, sometimes you get weary. Amen. Sometimes you get weak in the flesh. I mean, think about this thing. The Bible said that Moses came down, and you know what he done? He got angry. Amen. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that Moses waxed hot. I mean, his face got red. That's what that means. I looked it up in Strong's. It says, literally means his face began to turn colors. He saw beside himself. He stood, amen, through those tablets down. He's so mad, and his face is red. Amen. And these people are worshiping. And now his right hand man Aaron says, well, I just did it. Amen. They wanted something. I had to do something. Amen. Instead of standing for God, I compromised and built that golden calf. That's what his face with. That's what he's going through. Amen. You know what Moses does? Moses calls out to God. He knew it's going to be the end. If something don't change, if something don't happen shortly. And Moses says, God, amen, I'm trying to lead these people. I'm trying to do what's right. I'm trying to stay in your will. But God, I need you. God said, I'll send an angel. Moses said, an angel won't do. I got to have you, Lord. Amen, I don't want cherubims. I don't want angels. But I need your presence and your guidance. Amen, God said, I'll go with you. And Moses said, I'll go. But Moses looks at God and so talks to God and says, amen, Lord, show me thy glory. I need something a little more. What I got ain't enough. The journey's going to be long. There's going to be temptations. There's going to be times I feel I've given up. But God, would you come by like at the burning bush, amen, like time before, and would you meet with me again? Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, can you imagine? I said, can you imagine? Amen. Here's Moses. And it says, God, show me thy glory. And know what God says? He says, I'll do it. Amen. I'm going to show you something, Moses. If you experience something like you ain't never had. Amen. You can't see me face to face. Cover you when I walk by. Amen. But I'll let you see my hinder parts. I'll let you see me on my back as I pass by. I'm going to put you in that cleft. I'm telling you tonight. Amen. If we have that encounter. Amen. We can't have it tonight. Amen. We don't have to just try to get by. We don't have to try to struggle on a daily basis. But we can have that fresh touch. That new wind. Amen. That good fire. Burning in our hearts and lives.
Amen. Hallelujah. Moses asked to see the glory of God. Amen. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Hallelujah. Show me thy glory. Oh, Lord, I need to see it. Amen. I'm praying that I can have, amen, that encounter with you. And the Lord spoke to Moses. And he said, there is a place by me, Moses. I got a special spot for you. And that's where I'm going to put you. Amen. I thought about that place. Amen. When I was a little boy, out by the ditch, there's some old bushes that grew up. And they was right by the road. Amen. On the far side of the ditch. But they had a little tunnel in them. If it wasn't man-made, just grew that way. And nobody could see you. And you could crawl up in that tunnel. And on the back side, there was bushes. And on the front side, there was bushes. And I remember a many days, a small boy, getting along in that place. And playing
thinking. Amen. Just being a little boy. And I thought in that place, there's a place of solidarity. When the world comes in like a flood, I say when the world seems like, amen, they're trying to get a hold of us and bring us down, there is a place by Him, a place that I can get away from it all, a place I can get along with God, have my communion and fellowship. Amen. Some folks might not know about it. Amen. Jacob found a place, and he said, surely, amen, the Lord is in this place. Amen. Joshua, before the walls of Jericho fell, amen, found, amen, that captain of the host that said, loose thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. I'd like to get in that place, wouldn't you? I know down Moses remember that burning bush. He remember kicking off his shoes in that holy place and God talking to him. Amen. Lord, give it to us again. Amen. That place. Amen. Wasn't it David that said the secret place of the Most High? Amen. He shall abide in that secret place of the Almighty. I'm telling you, there's a place away from the troubles. There's a place away from the cares. There's a shelter in the Lord. His name is amen, a tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. He's my refuge in time of storm and peril. I said there's a place that the children of God can go to.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm feeling it. Amen. Not only that, it was a place of security. He said, Moses, I'm going to set you, amen, on a rock. And later on, he said, I'm going to put you in the cleft of that rock. I remember being in Panama and going up in those mountains. And there was one we was in. And the walking up, I mean, the walls, it seemed like just a little path, big trail up through these mountains, and there were walls on this side, and there was walls on that side, and I remember walking up that mountain, and got to a certain place, and it looked like somebody took a pickaxe. It was natural, but that's how it looked to me. It looked like somebody took a pickaxe, and just hewed out a spot, and there it was, just as pretty as you ever saw, a place hewed out of that rock, and rock to sit on. I remember sitting in that place. Amen. Been getting ready to go up that mountain top. And I don't like to be on top of mountains. I'm about as afraid to get up on a stepladder, much less, amen, a high mountain like that. But I remember standing in that place. I'm thinking, amen, ain't done nothing get me. Can't nothing touch me. I'm secure from all harm. Amen. He'll take us under. Amen. As a tin with her cheeks. I'm glad that there's security in that rock. Amen. That rock don't move. A rock of ages. Clap for me. Let me hide my soul in thee. Amen. There's a hiding place. A place of solace. A place of security. Amen. With the righteous run in. Amen. It might come in. I said the enemy might come in like a flood. But he'll lift up a standard. Amen. That banner of love. That banner of holiness. Amen. That we, amen, might be victorious. It might can't seem to find it tonight. Amen. Won't you call out to God? Amen. I need a fresh encounter. I need to get back in that place. I need to find that place of solace, that place of security in this hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He's feeling, what can I do? How are we going to do it? Amen. I'm standing on the rock. That makes all the difference. Hallelujah. I said, I'm standing on the rock. That makes all the difference in the world. Amen. Can you imagine that moment when Moses is in that cleft and knows God's about to come by?
Amen. But even greater than that, God said, I'll put you there. Amen. I'm going to put you in a place. Amen. But I'm going to pass by you. Amen. I'm glad that God's got a rock that I can go to. I'm glad that there's a cleft. Amen. That I can hide in. I'm glad I can have an encounter with an almighty God tonight. I don't have to go to poop. Amen. John Paul, whatever his name is. I ain't got to try to go to a priest. We ain't got to call out to Buddha. But he's our very present help in a time of trouble. Are you weary tonight? Amen. His flesh got weak. Have you seen the weariness or the waveness of the world? Has got you discouraged? Amen. Let me tell you about a place where encouragement is. Let me tell you about a place where refreshing is. Amen. God says, come up alongside of me and experience again that fresh encounter with the Lord.
Amen. I hate stale bread. I hate it. Amen. My wife will let me sometimes out of the store with a whole loaf. She won't. I'd eat it anyway. I can't stand getting a loaf of bread. It'd be about, had to have, I mean, you had to pull on it. Seemed like to tear it. It's been sitting in that sack so long. Sister Linda, I bought a loaf of bread the other day from the store. Took it to work and make me a sandwich at dinner time. And I put it back there on the bar. I didn't let it sit for probably 4 or 5 days. I think it might have been a Wednesday. I might have sat a little bit longer than that. On Monday, I went to open that sack. And I done made me a sandwich. I was about to bite into it. And that sack of bread was open. All of a sudden, the piece just kind of slid out. You know how they'll fall? And man, it was green and moldy. And I put it down. You know what I did? I went to the store. I got me a fresh loaf of bread. And I made myself a sandwich. I know that's carnal tonight. Hey, but I don't want a stale religion. Hey, man, I don't want a stale experience. Hey, there's something that's got old and stagnant. Hey, there's something that's got mold on it. Hey, there's something that's no good to nobody. Hey, but you know what I do? I go back to the altar. I find my place on that rock. I'd find my place in that cleft. Hallelujah. And I'd give me a fresh encounter. I said I'd give me a fresh encounter with God tonight. Let him rebaptize you. I said let him rebaptize you. Let him save you all over again. Let him sanctify you. I said get that experience. Amen. That once had you bubbling. That once had you running. That once had you shouting. Amen. Come on now. I'm trying to tell you there's a long journey ahead. There's going to be times of peril. There's going to be storms. And we need a fresh encounter with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He found a place. Do you know what made the difference? The person that passed by that place, Sister Linda. Now, you might differ with me here. It's just me. It's just I get this. I get a lot of things wrong. As I was praying about reading this, I got it. Before his glory passed by, God said, I'm going to cause my goodness. I'm going to show you my goodness. I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Right before that, he had told him, he said, thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Now, you got to think, Moses right now is distraught. He's probably thinking about that golden calf. He's thinking about those bunch of folks that's nearly forsaken him. Amen. Seemed like turned their backs on God.
He's thinking about their murmuring. He's thinking about their complaining. He's wondering, how in the world am I going to lead this bunch of stiff-necked people? Amen. How in the world? Amen. It's just going to work. It seems like I can't do anything right. I seem like everything's falling apart. And God said, I'm going to cause my goodness to pass before thee. Amen. I got to thinking about that. And now this is just me. But I thought maybe when God passed that goodness by, it caused Moses to remember, amen, how God brought him, amen, out of Egypt, how that blood was on the doorpost, how that death angel passed by, the firstborn, amen, of many were dead, but the children of Israel marched out, how they came to the Red Sea, amen, how the waters were parted, and they went over on dry ground, and they shouted the victory on the other side, amen, maybe remembered on the backside of that desert, that bush of burning, and God is speaking, Moses, Moses, amen, take off thy shoes, for the ground that I standeth on is holy ground. Amen, begin to remember all the good things of the Lord. Amen, I know the journey's hard. I know it's going to be difficult. There's going to be mountains to climb, valleys to pass through, amen, storms to endure. Amen, but God's done too much. I said, God's done too much in this old boy's life for me to get down and out. When I was sick, he healed me. When I was down, he lifted me up on eagle's wings. Amen, in times of trouble, and it seemed like no sun. I was weeping, I was tired, but joy came in the morning. I said, joy came in the morning. I wish you realize the goodness of God in our lives tonight. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. I said, work today. And something happened. I mean, something happened. All of a sudden, my flesh froze up. And I said, oh, devil. Amen. You ain't taking away what God's blessed me with. Amen. I've been praying too much. Amen. To let the flesh override the spirit. I went back in that back room. I began to pray. And the devil began to point out the faults. Amen. Of those and things that were going on. He began to name all the bad things. Amen. That was happening at that moment. And if you think on it, your mind will get all tangled up. And that flesh will begin to wax hard. I said, it began to wax hard. You'll become angry and strong. But you know what I did? I said, Lord, amen, right here in this very room. I knelt down not long ago. Amen, couldn't hardly get up. I was hurting wickedness gone so bad. And God's goodness came by. Amen, come on now. I remember just the other day, my ear was hurting. Amen, I began to pray. And at the house, hey, God, you heal me. I'm telling you, God's too good to give up on. I say, God's too great to let me down. I'm serving a mighty God tonight. I said, who, amen, can be against him? For greater is he and is in me and he that is in the world. Hey, don't you think on the goodness of God in your life? Amen. He said, I'm going to pass my glory to pass by. That word means brightness, brilliance. Amen. He passed by, and even though he saw that hind part, the back part of him, don't you know it was the most spectacular sight Moses had ever seen?
Yes, amen.
The glory of God. One man said it was the grace of God. God was showing him his grace. I don't know. And whatever it was, it must have been magnificent. Hallelujah. Thank God. I began to think about that, and I was praying. Last night I thought, Lord, you know, to honestly say, I ever seen a light come out of heaven. I hadn't. Amen. To honestly say that I've been praying. Some have. And amen. That's your experience. I don't doubt it. Amen. Brother Frankie said that's what got him to preach the gospel. So he was out praying one morning. He said all of a sudden a light came down from heaven and shone him. Amen. In that light he saw a vision. And said changed his life forever. But I've never seen a light. Amen. I've never seen God. Because no man can see his face and live. Amen. I've never had a vision of him. Amen. Even his hinder parts passing by. But you know what? I have got on that rock and begin to pray. And begin to think about the goodness of God. Amen. About that place that has got me here. About the person of Jesus Christ. The mediator between God and man. I didn't see it. But I felt the glory. Amen. I felt the brilliance. Amen. The brightness of God passed right by. Like a cool breeze. Like a refreshing wind. Like a new breath of air. To a man that's about to go under. I'm telling you, you can have the same experience tonight. We can feel it. The glory of God as it passes by in our lives. I wish somebody lift your hand tonight and glorify God in this house.
Oh God. I'm getting ready to close. I thought about that power that Moses experienced. It was so great. His face was changed. Man, before this, he's turned red with anger. Now he comes off that mountain. In the next chapter, his face is shining from the visitation of God. Praise. Amen. They knew that it was unarmed fishermen. But they took note. Yet what? They had been with Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah.
I said they took note that they had been with Jesus. I mean, I've been in places sometimes and watched somebody come out of the prayer room and you can see it on their face. It had been a heavenly visitation. Amen. Something had altered them. I've seen people get down on the altar and their hearts be hardened and their face be stricken with pain. But the glory and goodness of God pass by and they get up and their attitude and their countenance has changed. Why? Because they had that experience. Amen. Do you remember that night when you knelt down and you began to cry out? Didn't know how it was going to work. Seemed like it couldn't break through. But somehow faith got a hold of Christ. And if somehow you got enough faith to believe that it died and us the sinner might be saved. And when you got up, amen, you felt like a new man. A new creature. All things were passed away. All things had become new. I'm telling you, we can feel it again. I say we can feel it again in this hour.
Lord, give me a fresh encounter. His faith was changed. His face was changed. His faith was charged. Man. Moses goes from, I ain't going, can't do it, to coming off that mountain and starting construction on the tabernacle. Amen. Moses, what happened? I'm working on a building. Amen. For my Lord. I'm working on a building. For my Lord. Amen. You know, I've heard people testify and said, I'd about given up. Amen. I had about just threw in the towel. But I gave it one more try. And I went down to the altar and I prayed. And God met with me. David said, my feet had well nigh slipped. But God, amen, that makes a difference tonight. Amen. Been depressed. You've been down and out. I'm telling you what you need is a new touch. I said, what you need tonight is a new encounter with the Lord. Amen. Don't you want to feel how it felt in the beginning? Don't you want that refreshing, that zeal, that cleanliness? Amen. That feeling that comes.
comes with being a newborn believer in Christ Jesus. I said, Lord, let's have it tonight. Let's get up on that wind. Let's get up in that cleft, up on that rock, and pass by us, Lord. We walk, and we're weary. We're running, and we're not faint. Amen. Why? Because you lift us up on wings as of eagles. It's time to fly again. It's time to mount up. It's time to soar. It's time to move. Amen. Won't you let the Lord tonight give you a fresh encounter?
Hallelujah. Man, I feel like that's what's happened to me. I do. Last couple of weeks I've been praying. Been putting aside some things. And man, woo! I have felt a wind. I thought, Lord, you know, you see things, and I'm closing. You see things, you get so hardened with them, a lot of things don't bother you anymore. That's them. That's them. That's just that person. They deserve it. We get that kind of attitude. I had to pray and I said, Lord, I sure don't want to lose my compassion. Get so hard-hearted and look at people and think they need to go to hell. Lord, I need something fresh. I just need, amen, to get caught up in you. I had prayed this morning. I was at work. Somebody come in, same old story here a lot of times. Wendy can tell you about it. Well, you know, I know it's 2-3 weeks early, but I lost it. Got stole. Yeah, dropped it down the toilet, dropped it down the sink. My dog ate it. This person came in with a story. And he's all nailing it right. Well, I worked at so-and-so pharmacy, he's there, he's drug head. I worked over there, and I worked at Fred's, he come down there, same way. And told him he couldn't feel it and walked out. And I was going on lunch. And I was walking past this car. Something hit me that broke my heart. And I mean, tears began to flow. I walked to him and knocked on the window. I said, sir, I know that you're probably mad at us right now. I said, I ain't trying to give you no pills. I ain't trying to tell you I can get you some. I said, I'm going to give you some help. He said, let me tell you about Jesus. Oh, he just turned his head. I said, I was just like you. Amen. Trying to find something. Doing all I could to get happy. Amen. But I remember that night when as a young man I knelt down. Amen. And God came into my heart. I had that encounter with a personal Savior. He set me upon that rock and established my goings. I said, sir, I don't know where you're going through. I don't know where you're headed to. But let me put something in your heart. Amen. For God so loved the world. World, and he gave his only begotten Son. Amen. To whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad I found that life. I'm glad I found that rock. I'm glad I'm in the cleft. I'm glad I've got stability. I'm glad I've got security. He rolled that window up. Big old tears rolling down his face. He said, let's go. I thought, Lord, don't kill him. Have mercy on him. And he might pray again. And he might call out in the night hour. I'm telling you, we need that fresh encounter, a revival in our hearts and lives. Stand to your feet with us tonight. Oh, I mean, when's the last time? I remember when I was in Texas. I don't know how long it was. But it was weeks, months. It hadn't rained. I mean, not one drop. That's the driest place I've ever been in my life. Ground was hard as a rock. We had to do duties at the Spanish school. I had to rake. And old brother Rex, he's about 7 years old. He's one over us. If you didn't do your duty, you had to pay like $25 that week. If you divide the chores, I was in school. I ain't had no $25. I remember I complained. He walked by and said, why in the world? We raking dirt. Don't make no sense. And he said, I got to keep it clean. We was getting that trash up. But I remember that night. We was in the dorm. We was all playing games, doing things, some studying. Us boys in there playing Uno. Somebody come in. He's by right before dark. And he said, it's raining outside. It's raining. So it's just starting to sprinkle, coming down. I remember walking outside and looking across that campus. There's people in lounge chairs. My dad's laying on the grass. He's just laying out there. Letting that rain hit him. It's been so long since they felt it. I thought, man, that's foolish. And all of a sudden, Brother Josh, that rain started hitting me. Oh, man, that feels good. I got me a chair and just sat down right in the middle of it. I mean, it came a downpour. I got soaking wet. And I was proud of the feeling. Hey, man, how long has it been since it just came down on you? I mean, how long has it been since it just came down on you? And you just wasn't excited. You just wasn't stirred. But man, there came a renewal and a change that did something in your heart and made you want to do more for God. I'm praying for that kind of encounter. I appreciate what God did Sunday night, but I'm looking for more than just, amen, the outward. I'm looking more for just the, amen, the show of praise from the hands. Amen, I'm looking for that heart praise that says, I found him. Amen, he's blown on me. I want to do something for him. Amen, brother. Brother Bill Houston said, when the train comes to town, he says, like a Christian speaking in tongues. Amen. That train blows his horn. That Christian speaks in tongues. He said, you know what that train blows the horn for? It's letting you know power's coming to town. Amen. It ain't just a sound, but there's something mighty coming down the tracks. Amen. That's all that ought to be in our lives. And for such an encounter, it's more than just speaking in tongues, more than just running the aisles. Amen. Power's coming. Life-altering power. Everybody with us come gather in the altars tonight. Ask God to help us. I said, ask God to help us tonight.
Amen to witness.